ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter Number 1, Text 31. Gopya kamad bayat kanso, dvesa chay dhyadayo nripa. Sambandha brisnaya sneha yuyam bhaktya vayam vivo gopya kamat bayat kanso dvesa chaidyadayo nripa sambandha brisnaya sneha Yuyam bhaktya vayam vivo. Gopya kamat bayat kanso. Dvesa chaidyadayo nripa. Sambandha brisnaya sneha. Yuyam bhaktya vayam vivo. Gopya kamat bayat kanso dvesa chaidyadayo nripa sambandha brisnaya sneha yuyam bhaktya vayam vivo Yabayam babat kamso. Gopya vayat kamat kanso dvesa chaidyadayo nripa sambandha prasnaya Vaishnavis Gopya kamat vayat kanso Gopiaha, the gopis, kamat, out of lusty desires, bayat, out of fear, kansaha, kim kansa, dvesat, out of envy, chaidya adayaha, Shishupal and others. Nripaha, kings. Sambandat, out of kinship. Vrishnaya, the Vrishnis or the Yadavas. Snehat, out of affection. Yuyam, you, the Pandavas. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Vayam, we. Vivo, O great King. Translation and purpose of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear King Yudhisthira, the gopis, by their lusty desires, Kansa, by his fear, Shishupal and other kings, by envy, the Yadus, by their familial relationship with Krishna, you Pandavas, by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service, have obtained the mercy of Krishna. Repeat, please. My dear King Yudhisthira, the gopis by their lusty desires, Kansa by his fear, Shishupal and others, kings by envy, the Yadus by their familial relationship with Krishna, you, the Pandavas, by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service, have obtained the mercy of Krishna. Purport. Different persons achieve different types of mukti, sayugya, salokya, sarupya, samipya, and sarsti, according to their own intense desire, which is called bhava. Thus, it is described here that the gopis, by their lusty desires, which were based upon their intense love for Krishna, became the most beloved devotees of the Lord. Although the gopis at Vrindavan expressed their lusty desires in relationship with a paramour, Parakiya Rasa, they actually had not lusty desires. This is significant of spiritual advancement. Their desires appear lusty, but actually they were not the lusty desires of the material world. Chaitanya Charitamrita compares the desires of the spiritual and material world to gold and iron. Both gold and iron are metal, but there is a vast difference in their value. The lusty desire of the gopis for Krishna are compared to gold, and material lusty desires are compared to iron. Kansa and other enemies of Krishna merge into the existence of Brahman. But why should Krishna's friend and devotees have the same position? Krishna's devotees obtain the association of the Lord as his constant companions, either in Vrindavan or in the Vaikuntha planets. Similarly, although Narada Muni wanders in the three worlds, he has exalted devotion for Narayan, Aishwaryamam. The Vrishnis and Yadus and the father and mother of Krishna in Vrindavan all have familial relationship with Krishna. Krishna's foster father and mother in Vrindavan, however, are more exalted than Vasudev and Devaki. Gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pakshastyadi satarine. I would like to start first asking the assembly of devotees to please share some mercy upon me, especially the senior Prabhupada disciples who are my senior devotees, the one that they gotta follow. As we know, all the teachings in the Vedas are meant for always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So, somehow or other, the conditioned soul is attracted to Krishna, either, as is mentioned here, with lusty desires, fear, envy, affection. Krishna, for being all auspicious, and everything that becomes in contact with him also becomes auspicious. So, in our case, we are bhaktas, so we are following this process of bhakti yoga. As Rupa Goswami has mentioned, our approach for Krishna should be anukulyena Krishna nusi silanam, should be favorable. So we are not Kansa, we are not Shishupal, so we are bhaktas. So this auspiciousness that comes by being in contact with Krishna is something that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we already got. We are in the process. We are still unripe devotees. We are not ripe, you know. But we are in the process. We are in the shower. So it's a matter of time that we want to get fully purifying. So the question will be how we can get or how we can share this auspiciousness that Prabhupada has given us to other conditioned souls. So what we are doing here, what Prabhupada has given us, is called devotional service. So devotional service is what the inhabitants of Vaikuntha or Vrindavan, they perform devotional service. But it is said that there is in this material world two things that are not being performed in the spiritual world. We can guess what are those two things that Krishna performed and his devotees perform. So one of those are fighting with demons, something that we can do just here in this material world, because there are no demons in the spiritual world. So Krishna comes to this material world to fight with demons. And his devotees also assist the Lord in that mission. And the second thing that even Krishna cannot do in the spiritual world, cannot perform in the spiritual world, and he has to come here, and also his devotees, is preaching. So there is no preaching activities in the spiritual world. It's something that we perform here in this material world. So preaching is a very, very high, very elevated service. Something very, very special. And this whole movement of Srila Prabhupada is meant for this purpose. Either if we are cooking, if we are doing Harinam, if we are doing book distribution, if we are cleaning the temple, but all these different activities are meant for this main purpose, which is spreading Krishna consciousness. That is so, so important that even Krishna cannot perform in the spiritual world. That's why he descends As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to propagate this Sankirtan movement. So, as we know, Prabhupada in this purport is talking about, always mentioned, he's mentioned the five different kinds of mukti or liberation, which, maybe the boys can help me. I think so, Samipya is the only one who the devotees are able to accept, which is to have the association of the Lord. But the other four, the devotee don't care about those four liberation, which is Sayuja, Sarupya, Sarsti, and Salokya. The devotees don't care about those four kinds of liberation. And sometimes Krishna tests his devotees. If they really, really want to serve him, if they really want to be part of this preaching Sankirtan movement. As we know, when Lord Nishinha came after killing Hiranyakashipu, one of the missions of the Lord, when the Lord descends, is to give blessings, to give boons. So he asked Prahlad Maharaj, so please ask me for something. I'm here, I'm able to give you whatever you want. So what do you want? So Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I am not a businessman. You know, I am not a businessman. I don't want nothing. And the Lord was insisting. And then Prahlad Maharaj said, okay, I have one petition. I suffer by seeing the conditioned souls suffering. So, and also, I want by be merciful upon my father, Hiranyakashipu. The same happened with Kolavesha Sridhar. You know, as most of us know, the pastime of Kolavesha Sridhar, he was a very, very simple devotee. He was worshipping Ganga. His income was very, very little. He was selling banana leaves. He was getting very little Lakshmi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the market, to the place where Kolavesha Sridhar was selling his banana leaves. I used to steal the banana leaves and run away. So after doing that activity for some time, we know the pastime where Lord Chaitanya finally revealed himself to Kolavesha Sridhar, his form as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the same happened. My dear Kolavesha Sridhar, please ask me for something. So what do you want from me? I'm able to give you whatever you want. So Kolavesha Sridhar said, my Lord, no, I don't want nothing. So that is the attitude of someone who already have, or who wants to have pure devotional service. So one of the reasons of Lord Chaitanya coming to this material world, besides of propagating the Sankirtan movement, is to give pure devotional service and a spontaneous approaching to the Lord. So Kolavesha said, no, my Lord, I don't want nothing. But because you are insisting, yes, I want something. I want in my next life to have this same occupation, this same activity. I want to sell banana leaves, and I want you to come and steal my banana leaves, as many times as you want. That's what the devotee wants. The devotee wants to see the Lord as a robber, as a thief. So, something very important that we as a followers of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada many times had emphasized that we gotta read his book, we gotta study his books. So how all these different topics of mukti, the Lord and his devotees, the pastimes of great kings like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Maharaj Parikshit, are being described in this Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as we know, the Bhagavad Gita tell us about five things. As we know, you know, Ishvara, which is God, the Jiva, which is, you know, the living entity, Kala, the time factor, Karma, activities, and the last one, Prakriti. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes that it's telling us or will teach us about 10 subjects. So, Atrasargo Visargas Cha Estanam Poshanam Utaya Mambantara Sanukata Nirodo Mukti Asraya. So, Atra Sarga, it tells us about the creation, the Vishnu creation. Atra Sarga Visargascha, the Visarga, the secondary creation, the creation performed by Lord Brahma. Estanam, the planetary systems. He says that Krishna has created unlimited universes, and all of them have this almost the same structure. 14 planetary systems, all of them. Next, Poshanam. So Poshanam means protection of the Lord, or how the Lord maintain everything, everybody, all the living entities. Uthaya, the creative impetus, the impetus for procreate, and the propensity to work. Next, Mambantara. He says that the Srimad Bhagavatam tell us about the different manus, the changing of manus. He says that when a new manu comes with all his assistants. New Indra comes, new Varuna comes, new Agni comes, new. It's like Obama is leaving, the next president comes with all his new assistants, the same. So, Mamantara as Isha Anukata. Isha Anukata is the activities of the Lord and his incarnations, along with his incarnations, and his devotees, and the pastime of his illustrious kings. Next is Nirodha, annihilation. So there are different kinds of annihilation, partial, total annihilation, and then Mukti, what Prabhupada has mentioned here. Mukti, different kinds of Mukti. And finally, Asrayaha. He says that the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with all this. What is Asrayaha, It's the summum bonum, or Krishna, as the source of all ananda, or bliss, and being in contact to him by devotional service, had been established as the summum bonum, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, today, we are celebrating the disappearance day of one great associate of the Lord, especially associate of the Lord Nityananda. His name is Abhirant Thakur. Different devotees have different mood when they serve the Lord. For example, Prabhupada has mentioned here that the position of Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj is more exalted than the position of Devaki Vasudev. And why? Because Vasudev and Devaki, they still have some concept of Krishna being God. It's called Aishvarya. They have some Aishvarya that Krishna is God. But for Nanda and Yasoda, they don't have that. That's pure Vatsalya Ras. That's pure Vatsalya Ras. He says that when Lord Krishna, 5,000 years ago, he left this material world with all his associates, one of his intimate friends, Sridham, he fell asleep in one of the caves of Govardhan Hill, and he didn't go. Everybody left, but he stayed back. So, when Lord Chaitanya came and was performing his Sankirtan movement, so he noticed that Sridham wasn't here, wasn't present. And he said, Nithai, everybody came with us, but there is one that is hiding in Vrindavan, and I want you to go and find him. Nithyananda said, oh, who is that? You will go and you will recognize him, because it's your friend, it's your intimate associate. So Lord Nithyananda, he went to Vrindavan, to Govardhan Hill. He was searching. He was calling very loudly, Sridham, Sridham. And by calling very loudly, so he woke up, Sridham. And Sridham said, oh, who are you? I am Nithai, and you are Sridham, and you are a come with us. Because right now, Gauranga is performing his Sankirtan Lila, and we need you. And say, well, who are you? First, I don't know you. Say, I am Balaram. I am Balai. I am your friend. Balai, my friend. Say, okay, let's have a test. So, we used to have a running race with Balaram around Govardhan, and Balaram is the only one who is able to defeat me. So we'll do that. If you win, so you are Balai. So they went running, Nithyananda won. So okay, you are Balam, you are Balai. So what do you want? So we need you to assist Lord Chaitanya in this Sankirtan movement. You should go. But because you have the weight of an inhabitant of Dwapara Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, the person who were very tall. So I gotta bring him down to the taller of a person of Kali Yuga. And then Nithyananda put his hand on Sridham's head and put it down. Okay, now you are okay. Now you are qualified to go and join Lord Gauranga. So Abhiram Thakur, he says that he had a whip, like bull whip. It was called Jai Mangala. And with that Jai Mangala, anyone who was getting beaten by that whip was getting prema bhakti, pure love for God. Can you imagine to get that mercy? He says that even now, that whip is worship in the town of Krishna Nagar. So Abhiram Thakur is counted as one of the associates of Lord Nityananda. He says that one day he wanted to play a flute, and he went into the forest searching for a flute. And he found one big, big log of wood, huge, huge, that he needed like 100 persons to lift it up. So Abhiram Thakur went, he grabbed it and used it as a flute. It was very, very powerful. He was so powerful and he got a lot of Shakti from Nityananda Prabhu that when he will see any Shalangran Shila who wasn't Shalangran Shila really, so the Shalangran Shila was breaking, cracking in pieces. And the same, when he was having darshan of a deity who wasn't worshiped properly or was properly installed, the same, the deity will break, crash. He says that the associates of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda, they were so empowered by the Lord that they were able to give Krishna Prema to anyone they wanted. Anyone they wanted. Like, there is another great devotee of the Lord called Murari Chaitanya that he used to chase tigers. He used to, put himself on the shoulder of the tiger, start slapping the tiger, and make the tigers to chant Hare Krishna. We cannot do that, you know. Like this, so we gotta, as I mentioned, this Krishna consciousness movement is all auspicious and is meant for bringing auspiciousness to all the conditioned souls. So we are not so powerful like Abhiram Thakur, like those great devotees of the Lord, but if we just follow in the footsteps of our acharyas, our spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada, and if we assist those great devotees in their mission, we will get the mercy of the Lord. We will be the Lord's eternal companions. Can you imagine to be in the Sankirtan party of Nityananda Prabhu with Abhiram Thakur? Yes. The only thing that we need to do is just follow. We need to be very serious and very, very sincere. Two S. Very serious and very, very sincere. And Prabhupada said, we can go back to Godhead. We can get the same result in this life. So this process is meant for getting, for us, for getting this result in this life. Narada Muni, he got perfection in 4 months. And as you see the Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj, in one life, he went into the forest to do tapasya. Yeah, the same. You know, this preaching, oh, we need many life, or some devotees, or sometimes we found information that, you need 3 more life, 1 life as a Kanista, another life as a Madhyama, and your next life will be Uttama. What is that? That is not Prabhupada's philosophy. No. The devotee, the only aspiration is to serve, to assist the Lord. To take the mission of our acharyas as our own mission. Yes, Chadilla Vaishnava Seva Nistara Vaishnava Kavi. It says Narottam Das Thakur. Say, unless we serve the spiritual master and the previous acharyas, we cannot get liberation. So real knowledge comes by serving the Mahatmas. Divya Jnana Hride Prakasito. We don't want jhana. We don't want knowledge. We want Divya Jnana. And how do we get that Divya Jnana? By serving the Mahatmas. Divya Jnana Hride Prakasito. That is the realization of great devotees like Narottam Das Thakur. For that, we gotta submit ourselves. You know, we gotta, like for example, if we study the life of these great devotees, like Narottam Das Thakur, even that he he got instruction, Lokanath Goswami, he got revelation by Lord Chaitanya that he will accept Lokanath as Goswami, as his Guru Maharaj. And he went searching for Lokanath, and when he found Lokanath Goswami, he said, "So, Lord Chaitanya has told me that I gotta take shelter in you." Lokanath Goswami said, "No, I don't want disciples, I don't want followers, and you are the great Narottam." So Narottam Das Thakur, what he did, minimum service. He knew where his Guru Maharaj was going early in the morning to do his early morning's duties. And Narottam Das Thakur used to go before the Guru Maharaj used to go to clean that area with his hands for 1 year. Can we able to do that? Go and clean, you know, for 1 year. Who is Narottam Das Thakur? An associate of the Lord. And he got instruction by Lord Chaitanya himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even that, he was doing minimum service, cleaning stool for 1 year. Who we are? Sometimes the authorities are asking, you know, "Prabhu, can you clean the bathroom? Prabhu, can you cut this?" "Oh, no, I don't have time, sorry." No. No, that's not the process. That's not the process. Thank you very much for your attention. Please forgive my offenses. Thank you to Savas Prabhu, Senior Devotees. So any question or comments or corrections? Jai, Bhagavad Kripa Prabhu. Yeah. Ya, yeah, Srila Prabhupada aquí.